Yeah, I mean, you know, I have to say Portugal are a good team. I thought they,
I thought it was a pretty even game. You know, although we give away goals that we probably could do better in, we didn't think there was a lot in the game. So we felt we were a little bit hard done by to be two down. But at the same time, we did want us to do it a little bit better. But fair play to the lads. I mean, sometimes more than anything, when you're 2-0 down, you've got to show a lot of character and a lot of belief. And I thought that was faultless. You know, particularly in the second half. At any time in a top international game, to come from two down and win 3-2, you know, you, there's a lot to be pleased and a lot to be proud of. So
you've got a bit of history coming back.
Yeah, just a bit. Yeah, it's been a good 10 days or so for that, hasn't it? But and that tells you everything. You know, it's not always the perfect game. It doesn't always go your way. And you know, what we're trying to develop with our boys is not just good technical and tactical players, but players that, you know, can come through the difficult moments. We're looking for leadership. And, you know, one of the messages I said at half-time is, you know, nobody can hide. You know, everyone's got to stand up and be counted. Continue to play our way. Try and play our way. And they did that, and fair play to the boys. I thought they all stood up to the. You'll see through the international break now. You'll see a lot of the England teams play, and there'll be a lot of similarities between the identity that we want to show. Fireworks are going off, right? and yeah, you know, of course you need the game management. And this is a tournament year as well for these boys, and you know, there's times where you have to recognise the state of the game. And you know, it's early on in the season, there's still a lot of schoolboys in this team. There are players that are still in school. There's still a lot of boys who are not even full-time footballers yet, so they're very much learning their trade, and this is their international trade, and this is their first year where they're playing an official tournament. So it's the start, you know. And
Doyle was outstanding tonight, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I thought that, like I said, I thought Tommy was a good example of standing up and being counted and taking responsibility on the pitch, as did Jimmy Garner next to him, made his debut tonight. We had two debutants tonight who I thought did really well, you know, to play, made the first appearance for England. Was it 4,000, did I hear?
Yeah,
right?
Over 4,000.
Yeah, and I have to say, really grateful to the, you know, the Chesterfield public for coming out. It was a good attendance, you know, and... you know, we're really looking forward to maybe, hopefully, coming back here in the Euros in the summer, and then who knows, maybe even better in that. I'm sure we will. With this guy.
No pressure. Yeah. Russia next.
Yeah, another test. We'll change the team. So it's no secret that the boys that didn't start today will start that game. I don't mind anybody knowing that. And I think what's really good about these three games is that they're going to offer us three very different tests. We've seen a clear one tonight. And Russia will be completely different. I'm not sure how the Germany-Russia game finished up. But we've got 2 days now to get ready for it. And, you know, looking forward to going back to Burton. And hopefully, you know, the boys can deliver when it counts.